Hello, this is Siege Wiseman coming to you from SF Women's Therapy and Couples Counseling. Welcome to Peace of Mind. In this meditation, I'll show you how to use the power of your awareness to create space from your thoughts and feelings and respond to them wisely before they spin you out of control. Begin by finding a comfortable and quiet place to sit, where you won't be disturbed for about 15 minutes. Take a few deep breaths and let yourself settle in. As much as you can, move your attention from your head down towards your heart and body. I'll begin by teaching you a little bit about how your mind works and what you need to do to create more peace of mind. Then I'll guide you through a meditation so you can practice what you've learned. All right, let's get started. Here's the golden nugget of wisdom that I really want you to get. You cannot control what arises in your mind, but you can control how you relate to the thoughts, feelings, and sensations that you experience. Believe it or not, everything that arises in your field of awareness is completely natural. To be human is to experience a whole range of pleasant and unpleasant experiences, like joy, love, pride, as well as jealousy, intense rage, judgment, or self-criticism. It's really important to understand that you are not doing anything wrong if your thoughts are on spin cycle, if you are plagued by strong emotions, or if you keep repeating those annoying negative patterns. These are all just common aspects of human nature. The path towards more peace of mind is not about having more pleasant and less unpleasant experiences. It's actually about knowing how to be with them when they arise. Typically, when a negative thought, feeling, or sensation comes into your awareness, a couple of things happen. First, we make it personal. We believe, this is my anger, or this is my fear, or this is my disappointment. These experiences are happening to me. When we identify with these phenomena, we often feel like victims who are helpless to our own discomfort. When we merge with these experiences, thinking that the pain we experience is who we are, it's like we've hopped on that speeding train that is destined for trouble. Usually, that train leads us to believe negative stories about ourselves and to react unskillfully to whatever caused us pain. This, of course, just ends up creating more suffering. In order to soothe ourselves when we are uncomfortable, we then try to push these experiences away. This is kind of like trying to derail the train to get it to stop. While it may work temporarily, the end result is pretty awful. Whatever we push away tends to rebound and express itself in far more unpleasant and unconscious ways. Over time, avoiding these experiences can lead to depression, anxiety, and problems in our intimate relationships. The same goes for positive experiences, actually. If something feels good, we usually want it to stay, so we hold on to it tightly to keep it from slipping away. This again just leads us to move to more suffering because inevitably, these positive experiences ebb and flow. When we cling to them, we resist this inevitable change, and this again brings us more suffering. So, making something personal, identifying with it, and then trying to push it away or hold on to it are the main ways that we create unnecessary emotional pain. Here's the big shift. In order to create more peace of mind, it's important to relate to thoughts, feelings, and sensations as experiences that are just visiting you. In fact, they are not you, so don't take them so personally. Whatever experience that is arising is not a problem. It's just a natural process. The goal is simply to see what is here and to know that you are aware of it. You are on the ground watching the train pass by. You are not the train. It isn't even your train. It's just a train passing through your field of awareness. You will eventually feel more free and peaceful if you use everything that arises as an opportunity to practice being on the ground, watching the train pass by. The more you can do this without judging yourself or making whatever is here personal, the more peace of mind you'll experience. Now, let's practice what you've learned. Again, get comfortable. Close your eyes and take a few deep in-breaths and out-breaths to settle back into your awareness. Feel your body being held by the chair, couch, or bed below you. Start to tune into your experience right now. Pay attention to whatever is present in each moment. The purpose of this meditation is to simply notice whatever is arising from a place of relaxation and non-judgment. Here are 6 things you may want to notice. Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling, and thinking. You may see the quality of light and color dancing on the back of your eyelids, or images flashing through your mind. You may hear the sound of your own heart beating, a bird chirping outside, or the roar of traffic. You may even hear the sound of silence. Your nose may pick up on subtle scents, like your natural body odor or a burning candle in your room. You may pick up on tastes like the lingering bitterness of your morning coffee or the sweetness of your afternoon snack. There are probably a variety of sensations that are present. Maybe tension in your shoulders, a subtle ache in your lower back, the buzz of energy in your legs, or a feeling of heaviness in your heart. And of course, there's probably a lot of thinking going on. Start to notice the different types of thoughts that are present. For example, you may be remembering the conversation you had with your girlfriend, or fantasizing about your next vacation. Maybe you're planning what you'll eat for dinner tonight. Or analyzing an interaction you had with your partner. Take some time to notice your own experience. Whatever you're noticing, seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, feeling, or thinking, it can be helpful to simply think of it as an object. Your job is to first see the object in the form of a thought, feeling, or sensation, and then to know that you are aware of it. By knowing that you are aware of the object, you start to create more space between yourself and your experience. You can see it more clearly for what it is, without getting caught up in what it means or how it impacts you. In other words, rather than being on that speeding train, you're on the ground, watching the train pass by. As you watch new experiences arise, keep coming back to your awareness and know what is happening in your mind. Keep watching objects as they arise and know that you are aware of them. Now, take 5 long, deep breaths. How are you now? Take a moment to notice how you are relating to yourself and your experience. What has shifted or stayed the same? Being aware is easy. It's remembering to be aware that is the true practice. With time and dedication, remembering to be aware and jump off that train will become more natural. I hope that this meditation offers you more freedom and peace of mind. Be well, and remember to pause, breathe, and love yourself. Until next time, this is Siege.